You are listening to TASBOcast, the official podcast for the Texas Association of School Business Officials. We are the trusted resource for school finance and operations. Good morning, everyone. My name is Rose Grandin. I am the marketing director for TASBO, and I'm so excited to be here today. It is my first podcast that I'm recording for TASBOcast. This is a new adventure for TASBO, and we're so thrilled that we have gotten to speak to a lot of different and interesting people. Today is the first member spotlight episode. When we were in the planning phases for what we wanted this podcast to be, we wanted a few different things and we wanted to talk to some different people. And for me, it was really important that we did some member spotlights. We hear so often that people do not go to college for school business. And that means that they kind of find it in a different route. And everybody has a story to tell. And I love those stories. And that's one of the things that Becky and I really enjoy when we start talking to members, to sort of just hear their journey and hear how they've gotten to where they are. And that was why we wanted to do this. And I'm so thrilled that I have Candace Fuchs with us today. She's our very first member spotlight. She's the purchasing director at Joshua ISD. And then the other person I have with me co-hosting is my coworker, Becky Falk. And I'll let her introduce herself now.
Hi, everyone. My name is Becky Falk, and I am the Director of Member Experience here at TASBO.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being willing to host this with me. I'm going to let you know a little bit more about Candace, and then we'll start to ask her some questions and really put her in the spotlight. Candace has been a member since 2013. She has participated in over 25 events with us in that time, and she is on the purchasing committee. And Becky, do you want to dive into some of these other numbers? Because they're really cool, but I know that you pulled them, so you're going to know a little bit more.
Oh, yeah, because Candace is a heavy user of Connect. So I got kind of curious on what those numbers would look like. I can go and pull a ton of numbers, you know, on Connect and our member engagement. And the first number that popped up was that you've logged into Connect like over 3,000 times since you have been a member of TASBO. That means you're going to TASBO for all your resources, which we love. But even more than that, you've posted 486 times. It's insane. 486 times since 2013. So it has been a few years, but that's really high engagement. And in those posts, you've actually done 100 document uploads. So you're sharing resources. You're not just asking questions. You're sharing with the members, which ultimately creates more engagement. It's what I like to see. Yeah, definitely the purchasing people, you know, the purchasing members that we have in Connect are heavy users, and Candace is definitely one of those. So I thought I'd throw that in there with Rose.
Love it. Welcome, Candace. We're so, so excited to have you here. I am not sure. Did you know that we have a champion among us, Becky?
Yeah.
She won the TASBO trot. Candace won the TASBO trot. You did.
The inaugural. I was training for a half marathon then.
Oh, see, now that makes made it more easy. Sense. That yes. does make sense. TASBO staff were also participating in this, and we were watching. You were the leader this entire time, and we also have a runner on staff, and she is like also marathon type running. And she was like, "Who is this Candace girl? Like, I have to beat beating her." And so she was definitely very much interested in how you are getting those steps. But now it all makes sense. You were training for a marathon.
Yes, the Disney one. It was so much fun. Yes.
Tell
yes.
us about it.
Yeah. Yes, that's my second one I've done. The first one I did with my husband's sister, but this one was a girls' weekend, and we all trained a bunch of college friends and their friends, and we trained and we all ran it. It is the best race. If you are a runner, you run through all the different parks. You run through the castle lit up.
Well, that would make sense why in a month you logged the 435 miles. That made you a TASBO trot winner. So So obviously that's one of your main interests is running.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I played soccer in college. And then after that, I took up running. So it's kind of my passion now.
Love it. Probably helps, you know, relieve some stress.
Yes. Stress. Yes. Definitely. Probably running more lately than ever.
So let's get started. Can you tell us a little bit about your school business journey and sort of how you got into purchasing?
Yeah, it's definitely a different story. I am an education major at secondary. I wanted to teach history and coach soccer, but God kind of had different plans for me. And I ended up, my husband is in ministry. And so we moved to Austin where I worked. I still use my education degree, but I was a curriculum development kind of writer and assessment person for Compass Learning for several years. And then the company went through several transitions and layoffs. And I ended up landing in the bids and contracts department or the sales side of Compass Learning. And that's kind of where I got my start. I was on the flip side, which is, it's been helpful in purchasing. But I was on the flip side where I was actually the person that was writing all the bid responses to all the different states, mostly Texas, because it was an Austin-based business in Texas. There was just much more need for it there. We moved here to Joshua, Texas, 8 years ago now. And I stayed working with Compass Learning, kind of remote, traveled back and forth, and the hours just, the travel just became difficult. And so Joshua ISD, Scott Rare created a position for purchasing. They hadn't had it before. And I just, on a whim, filled out an application, applied for the job, and was hired. And it's been an amazing journey. I'm so thankful to Scott for giving me the opportunity because I really love purchasing. And that's then from amazing. There, I've just been here for the past 7 years as the purchasing director.
Fantastic. I did see, you know, in your history, you had started out as purchasing officer and then purchasing director.
Yes, I actually, because it was a newly created position, it was a paraprofessional position in the beginning, an agent position. And then kind of as the responsibilities grew and the district expanded, it turned into an officer. And then now it's actually a director position.
Perfect. How many people are in your department? Or is it... Gosh, do they have to be doing everything?
Yes, just me. I mean, we have a business office and we were fortunate to be able to hire a secretary last year. And so she helps me some too, but she kind of helps everybody. So, but as far as the purchasing day to day, that's just me.
You're busy.
I am busy, but I love it.
Good.
And I love this smaller district being able to wear different hats. Like I don't just do purchasing because there's, you know, responsibilities are divided. And so I'm able to actually, because we're smaller and we're a little closer, I'm able to actually get out to the campuses and help when they need assistance with different things. So I enjoy that.
I love that. Did you find that you had maybe someone that guided you along the way since you kind of started out, you know, you jumped right in, you know,
yeah,
on all the responsibilities of a purchasing director, essentially from the get-go? Was there someone that you kind of sought out to guide you in this profession?
The great thing about purchasing and the purchasing people in Texas and in TASBO is that they're all so willing to help. Jonathan Bay was great about letting me pick his brain whenever I had something that come up. Jamie Spiegel, there's several different people in the organization. Just I would fire off an email and they would be great to respond. Or I could pick up the phone and talk to Rick Powell and say, hey, what do I need to do about this? And so TASBO, you know, being a newly created position, only having kind of the flip side of the vendor of it, TASBO has been just a lifeline for me because it's where the bulk of my education as far as purchasing has come from that networking and from TASBO itself.
That's incredible. What we like to hear too. Everything is making sense, you know, like your engagement with TASBO and the numbers that I can see and the information I can see, it tells that same kind of story, you know, is that that's how you were getting your information and how you were growing in your position.
That is just probably why you see so many logins, because every day and purchasing every day we have some campus that says we need this vendor, and I go out to TASBO Connect and search. And then, you know, the purchasing world is great. If you can't find out there, you shoot off something and connect, and they're all really quick to respond. It's been great.
Do you have your notifications set to real time, or are you doing the daily digest? So in the morning you see what everyone needs or something like that.
I have it set to real time for both the EPCNT and the CTPA groups. And then I get the digest every morning. Yes.
I find that the purchasing group do use the real-time notifications more frequently than the open forum users. So
probably because we're always on that vendor. Somebody wants to make that purchase right now. And so if it's on real time, then we're able to see, whereas it's a day later or whatever, and it just takes longer to, because that's our goal. Our goal in purchasing is to help the campuses get what they need to help the students. And a lot of times there's a lot of urgency in that. So
sure. Absolutely. That makes sense. Yeah. I subscribe to you guys as real time, so I can kind of keep up with what conversations are coming through. And so mm-hmm. I see literally for every question that's put out there or bid request, or does anyone have a piggybackable contract for XYZ? And y'all will get 5 different notifications within, 10 minutes. And so that's
yeah.
the help that y'all are getting because y'all really bought into the, culture of what Connect is. Love it.
That's why Becky's inbox makes me have heart palpitations when I see her.
So I'm like, you get all of those? Because ours are bad enough just with the few ones we have, and you get all of them.
I need to see what's going on. I have this weird, I have to set the communities that are higher engagement. I've set them all to real time. So I get hundreds of emails a day that are just Connect, so I can watch them. And I have them set to file into folders. I'm literally reading them. I delete them, but I want to read them.
No, I think that's great.
It is amazing. But again, my anxiety is I can't even look at her.
I used to have the copiers. When the copiers would go down, they would email me so I would know it was on the campus. It's just kind of to be aware of issues. And I used to have a stroke because every day I'd open and there'd be 200 emails with this copier is broken. And I understand. You want to know what's going on. You want to be aware of it at the same time. The notifications can be overwhelming.
What do you find is something in the purchasing, in your role and in Joshua ISD, what is one of the bigger challenges that you face?
I think in the beginning of my job, because there wasn't a purchasing person, there was a lot of, well, we've always done it this way. Why do we have to do it this way now? And that still is the case. I still get a lot of, but we're never asked for that. We've not been asked for that before. Why do we need to do it now? So I think that's probably the biggest challenge, that even having, been here for almost 7 years, I still have, people that have been around in different departments that want to know why is this important? And so just being able to explain that, yes, I realize that wasn't done, but the laws have changed. And TASBO has been great in that too, because I can say, we got this from TASBO. Here's the information we got regarding, the laws that have come out and changed. And that's why we need to do it differently.
What is your favorite event of TASBO's to attend?
I know this sounds cliche, but Purchasing Academy. No, I really do look forward to it every year. I feel like, and I think a lot of us would agree, that it's one of those, we're all in the same room and we're with our people and we all understand the challenges and the frustrations. And we all, we're in it together. And it's just such a great network of people to be able to, talk about the challenges and the issues and what are you doing and what are you doing? Oh, that's good. And just to bring back ideas from that. That is my favorite event, to be with my people.
Y'all are definitely not ones to just hold on to information and not share it. Y'all are.
Oh, one of the things they say, because from college and everything, you're not supposed to plagiarize, but we say in the purchasing world that plagiarizing is the highest form of flattery. So we yeah. plagiarize left and right and share. So that's how we all survive.
Why recreate the wheel? Ask a
exactly.
friend. Literally, y'all are phone a friend all the time.
That's awesome. I mean, that's the highest compliment you can give TASBO and to give, your fellow folks, that you have found, your comfort zone and you have found mm-hmm. your people through, this organization. How has your world been affected by COVID and the pandemic and Joshua ISD and things like that? Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
I have 2 kids in Joshua ISD. So, and I'm fortunate enough that literally across the parking lot is where my kids go to school. In the past, it would have, I would be able to walk over, but with the campuses being closed, it's just a different world. I can't go over there and be as active in my kids' life on the campus. So I think that change and just the sadness for our students to have to come to see them with masks and see things different. But at the same time, I'm thankful that we are able to be, we've been in person since August 31st. We have, of course, virtual learners and in-person learners. And so far it's been really good. And so I'm thankful that we're able to do that because we are smaller and we're able to open up, and our administration's been great at it, making sure everything has run smoothly there. But yeah, just sad mostly for the kids and the students, and even in our office, we're big eaters here. And so I miss our gatherings. We have a Paula Dean of the office. I miss that camaraderie, not to be able to even really get to eat lunch anymore. So that changes things, but everybody's been really great through it.
There was a lot of, stress that went on to purchasing departments, as COVID unfolded. How was handling that, figuring out how quickly we can get things in, and y'all were just finding out information on the fly, you were having fun with whatever thing, came out.
Yes. Yes. And again, our administration has been really great about communicating. We haven't had a whole lot of big emergencies. I'm thankful again for cooperatives that we've had, that we've been able to on the fly purchase stuff, some of it on Amazon, just because it gets here quickly. I would get a frantic person in my office and they would say, we need so many face shields and we need them by like today. And so we fire off to Amazon and get some face shields so that the kids have them and so the teachers have them. And so, but for the most part, with the state and the way they've come in and given everybody PPE supplies, we haven't had a whole lot of emergencies yet. That's been good. Just a few here and there. And we've been able to source those things quickly, which has been great.
Good. Fingers crossed it stays that way. It sounds like it's,
I know,
overall, your response sounds, like you've handled it very well.
We got through it and now we know.
There you go.
Yeah. So it's been good.
And every day is just a little bit different.
Yes.
How old are your kiddos, or what grades are they in?
I have a fifth grader and I have a kindergartner, and my kindergartner is, yes, he makes life fun and interesting and also a little challenging. He's going to be something someday. And my older ones, they're just complete opposite. He's my older one's very laid back, very quiet. He was the kid that after being, out of school for 6 months, the second day of school, he came home and he was on the iPad. Jacob, what are you doing? And he said, I'm looking up math apps. I think I'm behind and I need to download a math app so I can get back at it. Oh, and then the other one, I'm just trying to keep him in his chair. Just come home with a green day. Just come home.
Rosa probably has that same experience with her two kiddos.
How old are yours?
I have two boys, a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old. And they could not be much different in personality. Yeah. So, my 4-year-old is the calm, cool, rule-following mm-hmm. thing. And my 2-year-old is at a 10, pretty much 24/7.
Yes, that is exactly mine. That, yes, at a 10 is a perfect description. Yes. So. And as your 4-year-old gets bigger, it's interesting to see. My older son's been a great big brother. He's been very patient with it. And there are so many times that, he would have been justified in just letting him have it. But it's just neat to see as they get older, how they take on that big brother role. So,
yeah. Now, this has been such a fantastic conversation. Becky, do you have any other questions, or do you have any?
I think it was last year or a few years ago, you had submitted for the Purchasing Award of Merit here at TASBO. Is that something since it's just you in the department, you were fully involved in that application process and everything. What were your experiences with the Award of Merit? And for those that are listening that are not familiar with the Purchasing Award of Merit, that is, TASBO's Purchasing and Supply Management Research Committee. They created this award called the Award of Merit for Purchasing Operations, and it recognizes Texas school districts and an open enrollment charters and education service centers. And it's just about those that are committed to following professional standards, of acquisition of goods and services. I did see that, you had submitted an application before, and I was kind of curious on, if what you've learned in that process of applying.
We started the process, I will be honest, and then COVID kind of hit and we haven't finished it. It is definitely on my radar to do. It is something I definitely want to do. I think the process, just looking through the documents, kind of helps you look at your procedures and make sure you have things in place that should be in place. And it's just a great kind of auditing of what you do in purchasing and making sure you're doing it as you should. Haven't finished yet, but I will. It is on my goal. I think just the award of merit, you know, as so many other people have said, it just kind of helps, you know, especially your district and people you're talking to and your auditors, especially understand or know that, that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing as a purchasing department.
Yeah. Make sure you're just calibrating, you know, your department.
Yes.
Make sure everything is, up to snuff.
Yes. Yes.
But it is, you know, there's definitely a lot that goes into it and being a department of one, you know.
Yes. Sure. I started every summer, like I think for the last couple of years, I've started it and I look into it. And then we built a school one summer. we redid a whole Kate Wing. And then we had Corona this year. And it's like, I haven't been able to fit it into the yearly stuff. And so I always think, oh, I'll do it that summer. And then something happens. So
it's always
I will
something.
Get there.
2021 is your year.
Yes. Got to get better, right?
It makes me think of, you know, when you're at a conference and everybody's throwing out all these new ideas. And so you're making notes like, I got to do this. I got to do this.
Yes.
An overwhelming feeling when you look at your like wish list, to-do list becomes so long. You're like, oh, I could do this. I could do this. But then inevitably your day-to-day gets in the way. That's what it makes me think of.
Well, good luck. I know that you next year, I'm telling you, 2021 is your year.
We will do it. I will do it.
Thank you for this awesome conversation. Is there anything else you wanted to add to it?
No, just thank y'all both very much. I've enjoyed it. And good. I'm very thankful for TASBO and just for the people that are in TASBO.
Well, we're appreciative of you and your involvement in TASBO. And I'm sure there are other purchasing folks that are appreciative of you and the resources you've shared and all of the insight you've given. So we round of applause you because you have really, you know, as a member, done exactly what we would hope is to get involved, to stay involved and to participate in other ways. And I think that's all we can ask.
So for sure.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. We hope you have an awesome day. Thank you so much for chatting with us today and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Bye.